Don't say que te tam skat na wa no wa go ma gan tek fun what is sigaso yan e kwa
Dallas was captain see
and you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. We want to say that the wa we welcome you guys all, welcome back, and if you're a new listener, welcome.
Well, welcome if you're a brand new.
Did you see all those alien memes going around about like me to my alien?
I think the more memes I've seen recently has been the big scrap against the Wapskuyas against the Gaskitewias.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, but you know, they always said that one term is such a native term to use, you know, F around and find out. Oh, that's what people are using for that. But, you know, it goes to show that our world is changing drastically, you know. It is. And I think when a people is marginalized for a long time and treated different, you know, there is uprising sometimes.
Well, mostly uprising, though, but just people uniting together and helping one another, what it sent to me,
yeah,
is what it was, yeah, so.
Even though it was like a pretty, you know, it was pretty a serious thing, it showed that people, total strangers, were showing compassion to that Gesenu that was, you know, in the middle of the scrap there, sticking and moving.
Yeah, that's that Gaskateo Gesenu. He was a... Gaskatesino. I'm trying to say because we say Nitsi Xeno, so I would say Gaskateoseno. I don't know, so it's kind
of... But talking about the alien memes, though, with all of the UFO sightings, you know, that really makes you think about the... how would you say that? Atsagusa, you know, the star people?
Yep. Or,
like, that's, you know, it really makes you think... Me, as an indigenous person, I'm personally not, like, afraid of seeing UFOs or things like that. But since all of the recent sightings of UFOs and stuff, it sure sparks all these funny memes, you know, in our native people. They make so much funny stuff up in any kind of situation.
Me being a... Neo-ino person. I mean, we're starting to hear that term now as the four being...
We're talking about aliens, though.
Okay, so we're talking about those Mantusuk in the sky there. Those Chuchusuk. Hey, we'll call them Chuchusuk. But, yeah.
I thought we did share a word for aliens on the show before, and I'm trying to remember what it was. But keep talking. What's your take on all these UFO sightings?
My take on the UFOs...
As an indigenous man.
Moya nehioino. No, neoino. I was going to say, you know, I was going to tell you in the Wigimagan, my take on the UFC sightings is that they are...
UFC?
The UFC sightings. The UFC... The UFO sightings. For me, honestly, and I know we've been together for 16 years, and you know me too, I don't pay attention at all to it. Right? Uh-oh. Right? So, no. I don't pay attention to it at all. So, and I've always been like that. Maybe I'm just a chicken guy, but...
Me, I'm so fascinated by all that because... Like, I want to touch...
I'm sorry, my Nwigimagan. I'm not a chicken. It's just that I don't think I dabble into... To see what the possibilities are, so
there has to be, you know, Matsun outside of this world, though.
I know, like
outside of Gigawi no Aski.
I'm just gonna chill with Wasagi Chak, man. You know, bring it on.
No, but you think of our story about Jack Beganak.
Yeah,
remember we were shared the story about Jack Beganak, which is syllabics.
Yep.
And I want to touch on this on the first segment because I think it's really, we always talk about syllabics. But there was a story that said that the star people were the ones that actually gave our Neoinu or Nehiowak. We actually want to start saying Neoinu because we heard a teaching. Anyways, they were the star people that gave our people, the Cree people, this way of communication with our language. And that was the Tzakbeganak. And, you know, when you think of it, you look at the symbols and stuff like that, they do kind of look like they're from out of this world.
They are out of this world. Just like my love for you is out of this world, my honey buns.
Easy. You know, there is a few cool podcasts that, I can't remember the name of it, but there's one based out of Treaty 7. And one of the hosts was the Calgary Stampede, Miss Calgary Indian Stampede. I don't know what their title is.
Miss Calgary.
From last year.
Yep.
But they actually invited me through the COVID to go on their story, and they have an all indigenous podcast that talks about like things like this, like aliens and, you know, our tales and, you know, choo-choo man stuff. But it was really cool. This kind of stuff just fascinates me. Although I don't think that the Atsagoose people, the star people, are something to be afraid of. I'm pretty fascinated with it because once I heard the story about the Tsakbaganak, the, like I said, the syllabics and how they were given to us from the star people, it just totally changed my whole perspective on like the indigenous people's relationship with otherworldly beings, I guess.
Well, again, that's something I really don't have no questions or answers.
I can see it in your eyes right now. You're hold on. No, maybe we should share.
No, I just don't dabble in that, you know. It's not dabbling or being nosy
if you see them yourself. And us, we've actually witnessed something that we couldn't really explain like that, remember?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. It's like going to a matutsan, and then these atayogana come in there. Do you stand up and start trying to grab things?
No.
No, you don't.
No. So I think aliens and you know, our spirituality are two different things, though.
Or like when these when you go to these ceremonies, right? Like these, you know, you're not supposed to look at them, right? Do you look at them, right? You know, I do not.
But maybe that's just an indigenous perspective that you were taught, though, like you don't seek these things and you don't try looking for more answers, but if the, you know, if you experience or see them or something like that, it's just something that you, okay, cool.
It's almost, if you've seen something, you would stop and go look at it, maybe I'd be already gone.
I don't, you did that, remember? When we speaking of that, though, our Nehio people, I don't think we're the only ones who have origin stories of our people coming from the stars.
Yep.
In fact, there's numerous different tribes out there that have teachings of coming from the stars like that.
Yeah.
And it's not just something you see in our territory, like Canada or Canadian tribes. It's like down in the Southwest even. And other people have these different stories about that, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, it's almost like the, what are the Navajos? What are the... They don't mess around at night because of that certain thing that comes out at night for them.
Oh, skinwalkers.
Yeah, like those ones, right? They still believe in those today, right?
Yeah, man, we did. You know what? I think I'd like to revisit some of those words. Maybe when we get into Halloween time in October and the fall time. But I remember when we first started this, what was about a year and a half ago, we did a whole episode on different stuff like that. We talked about Abtsinisak. We talked about... like I even had that word for alien. I can't remember it now, but we did all kinds of cool, like talking about the different tales and traditions and different beings that we have. And, you know, we'll go to a certain extent to sharing it, but some of it I know that we shouldn't be sharing. So just saying the words in Cree and stuff is all we share. But I thought it was one of my favorite episodes that we ever did.
I think that was one of my favorite episodes as well, but I mean, think, going back to...
Where's the smudge?
I'm going to start gagging some more here. Well, Scapos! Scapos! Stop! To start calling my kids to start... Get my box of Wonders Mana. I do have a box where I keep all my Muskegee and, you know, because sometimes I feel after 6 p.m. I turn into a Muskegee weeno.
No, speaking of your Muskegee box, I remember in the middle of COVID, you scored skunk juice, remember?
Yeah.
And then you had to keep your whole box downstairs in our basement because it just smelled real bad. Yeah. And then I think a little bit of it spilt out or something, remember?
Yeah, like it got on my hands too, so I had to kind of keep it outside. Where did I get that real wicked stuff? But to think when we say Mishi hits the fan, we turn to our gifts that were given to us, you know, as Neoinoak, right?
So
and you know, people started drinking that skunk juice, man, and that's the first time I ever heard of people ever really drinking skunk juice as much as they've had.
A little quick word. A skunk, actually. I wanted to share the word for that.
Yep.
Since we're talking about skunks.
Yeah.
Sagak.
Sagak, yep.
Sagak juice. Your Indian name?
Hello, Sagak juice. Well, that's a good name, though.
Sagat but you have a good point there. Like, you know, when things start getting questionable in our modern day reality as Indigenous people, we do turn to our spirituality and our roots and what we're taught. Talking about COVID, man, it's kind of unreal to talk about COVID in a past tense. I know it's still here and there, but what we went through in those 3 years, you know, with everybody who was scared of what was happening and everybody had to try protect their immune system, that was the first thing I think our Nahio people turned to was drinking skunk juice.
Neo-inu. Yep. So I think the whole why we were so afraid of the pandemic, because we had no understanding of it until we started to understand what the pandemic brought to us from God, Creator.
I was just gonna say, boy, you're being real serious, being a little too serious. I know, for usual Dallas today.
But I'm just saying that it's we don't have an understanding of anything as a Neo-Inu or human beings. We tend to be afraid of things we don't understand. But I think that goes as far as back as you know, our white friend settlers, right back in colonialism. And we're talking about colonialism. we're talking about Lewis and Clark.
Yeah,
we're
funny.
Talking about the expedition.
You mean all of the first European contactors?
Yeah, we're talking about Wild Bill. Like, let's go Wild Bill.
Let's see, even further back.
I know. So, you know what?
I was going to say Adam and Eve. They're not first contact.
Adam and Eve. He messed around.
but you're right. But the history of our European contact is even heard and seen in our language, because we have a real descriptive language.
Yeah.
Like some of the words that we're going to share today are really descriptive of certain things and stuff like that. But I'm really looking forward to sharing it. For instance, you always mention the word that we call Caucasian people, right? One of them is Munya. But the other one was Wapskuwias.
Yeah, Wapskuwias.
Even like what we call our, you know, our African American relatives, we call them Gasketewias.
Yes.
And it was something that we described them like on their color and the color of like their flesh and stuff like that. So
yeah.
The direct.
Did you say Mr. Hewias?
Was? No. Gaya.
Yeah.
I wish you're going to get us in trouble.
I wish we're going to get screened again.
I've been enjoying you know, it really does feel like Dakwa, Ginwe, Wheat, the Mick. It's starting to feel like fall outside. Maybe it's just been the past week when it's been kind of cold and Tagaya Sin, a little bit chilly outside, but I've been enjoying it. It makes me excited for BT Samoan.
Yep, BT Samoan.
There's still powwows though. You know, if you're really that hardcore, you could literally powwow all year, all over.
Oh yeah, kia pizza ya pat Samoan my kapegi setapwe all day, every day. They've been, because there's a weekday powwow again in Little Pine, so. We used to talk about July being that month where it was all month, even with the weekday powwows. Mm-hmm. Now August is turning into the exact same thing, right?
Like right now, as we speak, there's a powwow going on in Sunchild.
Yep, and Little Pine.
Is it Sunchild or Ochis? It's Sunchild.
Sunchild.
And Little Pine, yeah. That's right.
So we're talking about Takwa again. We're talking about Wayawitamik. Hasemina Yutanaya, Hasenego Kimoan.
Yeah.
You know, so and you kind of have that chilly feeling of Takwagin Tagote, right? So we butts, right? So it's gonna come soon. It's good to see the changing colors of the leaves. Xamaga na nistoma nagwa noagumaga na kaya me when I talk with my Nuigmagan, we talk about how grateful we are when we get to see the changing of the leaf colors. It's almost like a breath of fresh air to know that, you know, a se matu mamutawi ma bless us. Yeah, it's for another day of Beimatsun, right?
So. Yeah, those mito suck look really beautiful. And I think fall's my favorite season because, you know, that's when Little Fawn here was brought into this world.
Yeah, Little Fawn has a whole month birthday.
Even though it's only on the 9th, but my birthday's in October. Man, you know, I think as you get older, they start flying by a little faster. And then I'm a little less excited to celebrate it every year because I get 1 year older. Then after a while, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just going to do something like... You don't have to make a big deal. Boy, I told Dallas that last year. You don't make a big deal of my birthday. We could do something after. He already had this big thing planned for me at Black Hills Powwow. Yeah. Where they made me a cake, brought balloons. There was flowers. People were giving me stuff. And, you know, we had this big round dance. But you know that I really appreciate stuff like that. Maybe it's just myself. I don't feel, I've never felt as loved or as important as when I first met you.
Yeah, so try to remember those kind of things, huh? When you try to why weeping at me out the door, huh?
Just nobody even tries to kick you out.
But then too, we even got your insist to and pray for you. So it was good to have Steve there and to pray for you. And that was a nice thing because we did get to a round dance and celebrate the way Neowino do, huh?
Speaking of that, we keep saying Neowino, and I think that's a term that we're going to use a little more because that wasn't the first time that we heard that. You just were talking to Mr. Kenny Rohn this past weekend at Mosquito, and he told you that we're not Nehio, you know, we're Neowino. That's what we called ourselves. And the first time I ever heard that phrase and that explanation of our people was through late Vince Steinhauer.
Wonderful, yeah.
And he explained that because he said we're called like the four-bodied people, right? There's like four to us to make one person like that. And I thought that was really beautiful. And it just blew my mind when he shared that. He was an amazing teacher. Yeah. You know, we're very lucky to talk with Kenny whenever we can. And we always get to see him, especially summertime, Watsumwin time. And that's one guy I think we really should interview for the show.
I think so. We could probably do a whole show on that. But again, too, like even in the powwow in Mosquito, he was set up there selling, you know, raffle tickets for what he was doing all summer for his bike.
Oh, it was a Harley. If you guys get a chance to, there's a few handfuls of powwows left. Make sure you go check out Kenny Rohn's stand. He is raffling off a Harley, a whole Harley. You can own a Harley. Go buy a raffle ticket. You guys support it. I know it's for a good cause. But with that, you guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.